If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, B-U-N-N-I-E, at LumiDeodorant.com. From crash diets to fad diets, injections and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com/bunny, B-U-N-N-I-E. That's SonoBello, SonoBello.com/bunny. What's up, guys? Don't forget to sub to Patreon so that you can see the visuals. Because not only do we have episodes of the podcast, we have exclusive content that nobody else sees on any other apps, behind the scenes, photo shoots, and we're dropping a whole bunch of surprising stuff this year. So if you guys don't want to miss out and you want to be the first to know, go over to our Patreon, www.dumbblondeunrated.com. Love ya. Is this thing on?
Bonnie, who used to be a former sex worker and now hosts the podcast Dumb Blonde.
Most little girls grow up wanting to be doctors and lawyers and shit. And I was like, I want to be super hot, make a lot of fucking money, and be a rock star's wife. That was my goal as a child. And here we are.
What's up, you sexy motherfuckers?
Welcome to
welcome to another episode of Dumb Blonde. Today we have TikTok's cosplay queen, Heidi. How do I pronounce your last name? Is it Levon or
Levon? Levon works. Yeah, some people will be like Levon.
Yeah,
Levon. That's fancy.
I don't want to mispronounce it. So is it? It's Heidi Levon.
Heidi Levon.
Heidi Levon and James Ramsey.
Yes,
what's up?
Hi.
I'm so happy to have you guys here.
I know, it's been so long, man. I feel like we've been talking forever,
dude. So I've been following you on Instagram for years. I mean, like, we all of us IG thoughts have migrated over to TikTok, and we've kind of taken it over, though.
We figured out a way. We figured out a way. You know what I mean?
We're like roaches. We just fucking get in the cracks and figure out how to make it work and multiply.
There's a bunch of them.
We team up. There's a way to do it on TikTok, you know?
Absolutely. And some girls can figure it out and some girls can't. The transition's been kind of hard, but I'm happy to see you thriving over
there. I've tried to explain. Same for you. We've been talking for a while, and I just love seeing from then till now is just there's a lot happening. It's happening really fast.
No,
especially for you. I see it.
I appreciate it so much. There's so much about you guys and your story individually and together that I want to know. So let's just kind of like dive in.
Okay. All right,
I want to start with you and then we'll kind of bounce back and forth in between. So where did you grow up, Heidi?
I grew up in Fairbanks, Alaska. So I was born in Arizona, raised in Alaska, moved back and forth from Alaska to Arizona, and then I ended up in Oregon. I actually followed my best friends. Shout out to Noelle. I followed my best friends I grew up with in Fairbanks. Went to Salem, Oregon, went to Portland, stayed there for probably about 13, 14 years. And during that time, I met James.
Aww, so I love that. Well, like,
we're going to get it.
We're going to get to that. Is growing up in Salem as spooky as it sounds?
Oh, I didn't know. Not Salem.
No, she's like, No.
Grew up in Fairbanks. Oh, okay. Fairbanks, Alaska.
But then you migrated over. I migrated over there.
I followed my besties over there. And I was just there for probably, I don't know, like 6 months. And I was like, okay, gotcha. I can't be there. Oh, okay. I actually, oddly enough, I mean, it's a long story, but the long short is, let's see, born in Arizona, raised in Alaska, went back to Alaska. And then I met this guy on tour. This is like just a very random fact here. I met a guy and then I moved to New York with him. And then from New York, we moved to Oregon.
Yeah.
So there's that. And
you sound like a kind of like a wild child. What was your childhood like growing up?
Very wild.
With your parents?
Yeah, I'm still very close with my parents. Yeah. They're about to hit their 45th anniversary.
Aww.
They're still married. That's wild, right?
I love that.
Most parents today they just aren't.
Bro,
my dad's
been married like 8 times.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
8 times.
No, he's a fucking hoe bag.
Lucky number 8. I'm very close with my family. I have 3 older sisters. I'm the youngest of 4, definitely the black sheep. This sounds super cliche, but no, I mean, it's true.
It's real.
You know what I mean? They're all very clean cut, wonderful, beautiful. We're very alike, but very different.
Right.
Very different.
How did that feel growing up to know that you were so different from your siblings?
It was very accepting. They were very accepting. I embraced it very easily.
Yeah.
You know, I got into trouble quite a bit. I feel like as soon as my mom had the first of us girls and then got to the last of us, which was me, she was just like, fuck it a little bit. Like, fuck it, you know?
Was it strict? I feel like the youngest gets away with everything.
We get away with everything. She set some rules, but I, of course, broke them.
Yeah.
Of course. I feel like a lot of the rules are, I don't know, they're meant to be broken. They're definitely meant to be bent.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We can get away with it as kids, by nature.
You're a Gemini, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know. It's like, do I believe in astrology? I don't really know. But I feel like some of the things I've read about it and have been told about it, I'm like, that just oddly makes sense. It just kind of.
No, it does. You know what I mean? It's a love language. I tell everybody astrology is a love language. You know, if you take the time to really get to know it, it's kind of like psychology. It's really crazy, but that's a whole nother podcast we'll get into. James, what about you? Where'd you grow up?
So I grew up in Oregon, mm-hmm. Pretty much my whole life. I enlisted in the Army in 2000. Was served in the Army for 6 years, deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Fucking happy Memorial Day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
God.
But Memorial Day is to remember the soldiers that have fallen.
Oh, so okay. Okay.
No apologies. This is a common.
I'm sorry. I'm like,
how dare you?
Death wish over here.
I admit I asked the same thing, but it's not because I didn't know. It's like, I kind of didn't know.
I didn't know. I thought it was for everybody.
It's for everyone. It feels like it. It feels like it wants to be for everyone.
Yeah. But I didn't know that. That's really good to know, to like let people know that Memorial Day is for the fallen soldiers. Yeah. Never knew that.
Enlisted in the Army. Was deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. I was deployed to Iraq in 2003 and I deployed to Afghanistan in like 2005. Something like that. I got out. And lost my leg the day after I got out in a motorcycle accident.
The day of. Okay.
Well, cause I was coming from Italy, so it was like the day after.
Okay, wow. So much hair. So
skipped over a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a second. So let's rewind. Okay, so you grew up in Oregon.
Yeah.
What was childhood like for you?
My childhood was less than ideal for a lot of it. You know, like, bad father figures and stuff like that. And so for me, I just needed to get out from where I was at. You know, like my mom is great. My grandparents, amazing. Everybody's awesome. It's just that my mom didn't just choose like the best dudes sometimes.
Right.
And, you know, my mom wasn't even in a good spot then. Yeah. So you can't really blame her for it because she's just doing the best she could, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, so I decided to enlist in the Army. I enlisted like a year before I could go in.
I was like, I gotta get out.
Yeah. Two weeks after I graduated high school, I was in basic training.
Wow.
And then severe amount of homesickness the second I get to basic training. I'm just like, what did I do? Dude, this is stupid.
What is that like coming straight out of high school, getting pretty much your ass whooped every day
it's
in basic training?
It's an awakening, an eye-opening experience.
He said I couldn't make it. He said I couldn't get through.
I don't think I could make it. Thinking about it is exhausting.
Well, Heidi used to be like, do you think I could do it?
I could do it.
I mean, anybody can do it. You know, you just got to want to do it.
It's the tear gas thing that I ask about that all the time. I'm like, so people are just like crying and puking. Yeah. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah,
it's
so,
barbaric.
Yeah.
Well, you got to go through the
it's
CS
tough.
Chamber, right?
It's tough.
And it's just like basically to show you what CS gas feels like and give you confidence in your pro mask.
Oh, my God.
So but you put your pro mask on, they pop the CS canister in the building. You're like, oh, this ain't bad. And then you take the mask off, and it's like immediate evacuation of everything in your sinuses. Your eyes just are watering. You can't see anything. You're like trying to get out. The drill sergeants are just laughing, you know. It's like
the way my anxiety is set up, there's no way.
There's no
I'd be
way.
Like, just take me on a gurney right now.
I'm out.
Take me out of
Sign
here.
Me out.
So we're gonna get to your leg, but I wanna circle back. Heidi,
sure.
You growing up, you are very vocal about like your drug use and stuff like that.
Oh,
when did
yeah.
that start?
Oh yeah. Oh, at a very young age. And like I'm gonna say it right now. I'm extremely empathetic and feel and relate to people who are addicts. We are still addicts. We just chose something else to replace it with.
Absolutely.
You know, you
work.
Work the hustle, just bettering your life. I got addicted to just a better, healthier lifestyle in general. It feels amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You never really think that you can get past that when you're so deep in your addiction and using. You just feel like you're drowning.
Right.
You're drowning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was everything. I've tried everything. I've done everything.
When did you start? How old were you?
I was 12.
Wow. So,
In Fairbanks, Alaska, it's dark. It's desolate. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to do. I mean, it's literally 9 months out of the year. It's the sun comes up at like 10:30, maybe.
I went
sets
there.
Sets at 2:15. Did you go to Fairbanks Anchorage?
Where
probably
did we
Anchorage.
Go? Yeah, I think we went to Anchorage. Was Anchorage. It Anchorage? But it was dark as fuck there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, how? It was like twilight, 24/7.
And it's warmer in Anchorage than Fairbanks. And in Anchorage, it's like, you know, maybe like 10, maybe zero.
I've been to Fairbanks. They have the hot springs, right?
Yeah, Chita Hot Springs.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I've been
thank
there too.
God,
yeah,
we've been there. I tell mm-hmm. everybody, I'm like, if you can just make it past the cold, like the 30, 40 below, and go in the wintertime, it's magical.
Oh,
Chita Hot Springs.
Magical.
Oh, it's magical.
So beautiful. I have video footage from it. It's so dope.
I have to see that. I'll have to see that sometime.
I'll send it to you on TikTok.
It brings memories back. But yeah, there's
so 12 years old.
12 years old. You know, you start smoking weed. That's just like the gateway thing. And you're
most people don't start smoking weed at 12.
Oh no, they. Well,
I guess
she's like, you know, just the gateway drug at 12.
I just feel like it was, I feel like it was normal. Like, and it's a joke. It's a running joke for people in Alaska. Everything in Alaska is 10 years behind.
Wow.
So I just felt like that was normal. I felt like every 12-year-old was just smoking weed and just fucking off. And
right.
You know, but they weren't. They were not, actually, in fact.
Was it friends that introduced you or older brother siblings?
Yeah, it was like friends with like older siblings.
Okay.
Like, friends with older siblings. And that just like seemed to be the thing to do. And then that.
So you started smoking weed.
Started doing all of that.
And then what happens after weed? What do you
progress
to?
Oh, you know, it was like ecstasy and mushrooms and like all that kind of stuff. Drinking, obviously. There was like some weird little underage dance club.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was called. What was it
I
called?
Feel like Vegas had those too. It was like, what were we doing
what
with those?
What were we doing, man? Yeah, like how would
like
they, how did
bars?
They let us
who
in?
Who ran
there?
Those?
Who, yeah, who let us
pedophiles
in? Pedophiles. Yeah, yeah.
Pedophiles.
Who let us in?
Literally.
Who let us in? I have no idea. It's funny though, some of those same friends that I like used to get in trouble with, I'm still best friends with them till this day.
Same.
And we all like flipped
That's
our lives around.
Drugs bring people together.
They do.
Yeah, okay.
They do. We all flipped our lives around. Of course, most of them got married and had kids, and I was like, nah, I never want a kid. I still don't, and I still feel like I'm a big kid.
Yeah,
that, I don't know if that will ever leave me.
Yeah,
I still feel like I'm 17.
So how deep did your addiction get? Just so
pretty,
that people
pretty damn deep.
Yeah,
pretty deep.
Not
I got
that I
really...
want to focus on it, but I'd like to paint a picture of survival and just to show people how far you've come in life. And
sure,
also
sure.
We're gonna do that with you.
I appreciate. Definitely all the way into. I had a really really bad problem with meth. Super, super. And
me
I think,
too. I almost lost my hand because I was smoking it.
I definitely lost my tooth to that. Oh. I'm pretty sure that I lost my tooth to that. Thankfully, later on, my teeth are all, we're good to go.
Yeah.
We're good to go. I braces twice. I got my veneers done. I just wanted to set my mouth up for the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, set that mouth up.
After you fucked it up so much, you're like, let's fix this. Let's fix what I did.
This.
So exactly. You're in your addiction. If I had to think of a time I personally smelled my worst, it would have to be after one of Jay's concerts, an outside concert at that. My right armpit was ripe for the pickings, smelled like beef stroganoff. I kid you not, it was rancid. As a special offer, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BUNNY, BUNNIE, at LumiDeodorant.com. And that's LumiDeodorant.com. I personally freaking love Lumi. I have every scent. My favorite one is the toasted coconut, though, because even when you sweat, it still smells so good and so yummy, and you feel like you're on a tropical island. But I promise you guys, any sort of smells you could possibly have, Lumi will cover it up. Once again, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BUNNY, BUNNIE, for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BUNNY, BUNNIE, at LumiDeodorant.com. From crash diets to fad diets, injections, and pills, the weight loss industry is a cash machine, but it is all temporary because once you stop, most people gain the weight back plus a little extra. Imagine all that time and money and you're still left hiding your body under baggy clothes or turning the lights off when you're with your significant other because you're shy or embarrassed about your body. Well, Sono Bello can help you change the way you look at yourself. In one visit, you will see the difference in your tummy, side, thighs, arms, or wherever you have stubborn fat. You guys know me. I let you guys know when I get stuff done. I absolutely do not see anything wrong with getting a little bit of laser lipo done. I had it done right before the Grammys and it smoothed my hips for my dress. And let me tell you, I will do it again and again and again. Schedule your free consultation and learn all about microlaser fat removal. Give yourself the gift of a full body reset. You deserve to be happy. Sono Bello is running a great special right now. Visit SonoBello.com/bunny, BUNNIE. That's SonoBello, SonoBello.com/bunny. And you're in heavy it, on meth. Where's the turnaround? Where do you see the light and decide that you want to get sober?
I was 18 and I was like, I'm going to move to Phoenix. My two sisters had already gone there. And I wanted a new life. Mm-hmm. I wanted a new chance at life. I got there. Little did I know that in Phoenix, meth is just runs rampant.
Actually. Oh no, it's like Flagstaff, like, especially.
Horrendous. Yeah. and then I was like a functioning addict at that point, which is horrendous. You also don't think you think you can handle it, and you're like, everything's great. I was working my job, da 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 da. And then it just got really bad. I met this guy there, of course, and it just got really bad. Then I wasn't showing up to my job and I was like homeless in my car, and it was horrendous, you know. Mm. And it just got
it was an addiction.
Yeah. Mm. And my parents never lost sight of us, me, none Aww. Of us. Yeah. Calling us all the time, or I would call them from a payphone when payphones were still a thing.
Dude, I don't know if payphones, kids will never know.
They'll never know the struggle.
The struggle. Kids will never know. The beeper, getting a beep, or yeah. and then having to go use a payphone to call somebody.
You get that 911 beep. Yeah. Oh my God, there's an emergency.
Well, or the let's go to bed.
Right. Yeah, I never had a pager, but there was always a collect call, and it would be like my mom just in tears, like, come back to us. Come back to us, like you're safe over here. And I did. I was like, okay. So I went back. I got clean.
I love right. that you had the parental support, because a lot of people don't have that.
They're not lucky enough to have that. Amazing. You know, some parents just feel lost themselves and they feel like they just can't handle it.
Right.
You know, or they don't know what to do. You know, I never went to rehab, which is really shocking, because a lot of my friends either died, went to prison, or went to rehab.
I never went to rehab to get sober either.
Yeah, it's a gift from mm-hmm. God.
No, strength within. Like, it's crazy.
A gift from God, man.
So you went home, intervention. You got sober.
Got sober. I slept. I ate. I gained some weight. That's just how it is when you're I say that so casually, but like when you're talking to somebody else who's used, you just know how to is. Yeah. You sleep, you absolutely. Eat, you gain the weight back, and then you just kind of, because it's like drug-induced psychosis. You heal. Yeah. Yeah. It's like you have to heal your mind from the inside out. And then I admit, I did it a few more times. And when I say a few, it's probably like a handful, maybe like three times. And I remember the very last time I did it, I waited. It was like going around in a circle, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to. I think this is, I don't think I'm going to do it. And then it went around a few more times. I was like, I think I'm going to do it one more. And it was that last hit I took, and I was like, it was instant regret. Yeah. I was like, I'm never doing it again. And I never did.
Yeah.
And then I just stopped.
I know that feeling.
You know that feeling?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I did whenever I stopped. I had pills. Regret. I had a problem with Lortabs. Ooh. And Xanax. That yeah, was never my shit. Never
gone to the pills, man.
Yep. And I just fucking remember the day that I just looked at my husband. This was fucking 2017. And I was like, I don't want these in my blood anymore.
I don't
want
to do this,
I don't
man.
Want it anymore. And no. Like, you literally just, once you make your mind up, it's that's that.
Yeah, it's that. And nothing will stop you.
I love that. I'm nothing. So proud of you.
Thank you. It feels like I've clawed and teared my way to where I am now. And I definitely source that back. I relate it way back. Like I had a billboard in Times Square last year, and I made a post. I said, from Tweaker to Times Square. And I really mean that too. That's like,
absolutely.
That's what it is. That's hard work, determination, and I chose to live. You want to live. I want to live.
Yep. You, you know deserve what I mean? To be yeah. prideful.
Yeah, absolutely. And people are shocked by that. They said, are you sure you said Tweaker? Did you say that? And I was like, I sure damn did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I source it back to my old life, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, if I had a conversation with my younger self, I'd be like, listen, dude, it's going to get better if you let it.
No.
You know.
I love that.
So I don't like it when people sometimes be like, you know, if they see you're doing well, they'd be like, oh, it must be nice, you know, whatever.
I hate that.
I hate the must be nice people.
Passive like, aggressive yeah. kills me.
It's like, dude, we have worked so hard.
Yeah.
And like you guys, you've worked so hard to get so to where you're hard. At. And for so someone just hard. To tear it all down and be like, oh, it must be nice to do that.
They
like,
just
like,
they
like,
just, don't
just
know.
Negated like everything years yeah. and years and years yeah. of work took no. to get here.
Must know? Be nice to be so complacent behind your fucking
whatever
phone.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Exactly.
Cell phone.
Behind your phone just talking shit.
Yeah. So yeah. James, let's bring it back to you. So you are fresh out of high school.
Correct.
Getting straight into the Army.
Oh my goodness.
Did you have any addictions? Did you battle addiction at any point in your life? Or were
no.
you just kind of headstrong and just like, I'm gonna put my nose to the grind and do this military thing and kick
you
ass?
Know, the military thing, I think it, because I went in like, you know, right after high school, and it was like I didn't really have time to get into a bunch of stuff really.
Right.
You know, because I moved out of my mom's house into my grandparents' house, I think my junior year, something like that. And then finished high school out, went in the Army. Yeah, dude, like I thought the Army was great. I don't have any bad, like everybody has bad experiences in the
right,
Army, right?
Right.
But like I liked the Army. I thought it was great.
It was good for you at the
yeah,
time.
After 6 years, I decided to get out. I was like, I'm going to get out and be a civilian and make real money. I did not know how big of a joke that was going to be.
I feel so bad for the people that do serve our country, because you guys come home to literally nothing. No help. Nobody fucking like, it's just crazy. You guys come back with a shit ton of trauma, especially if you've gone to war and stuff like
yeah.
that. Like, and nobody, you guys don't have any tools or anything in place to like lift you guys up. Like I've always, that has never sat right with me.
Yeah. You know, and, the term PTSD gets thrown out a lot, and I think a lot of people probably use the term a little loosely, especially in the veteran community, you know, but it is a real thing. You know, PTSD yeah. is real, and it is to be taken serious. And there's a serious problem with veterans like committing suicide,
yes.
you know, and all that stuff. And it is like, it is really heartbreaking. You know, it would be nice to have more resources and stuff available. From me personally speaking, though, my personal experiences, I've always had good experiences with the VA. Haven't had any problems. Like anytime I needed stuff for my prosthetics or anything like that, it's been real easy. But I do know a lot of people have a lot of issues with it.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about this. So you get out of the military. A day later, you get into a motorcycle accident.
Yeah. So
talk about
I had a motorcycle motorcycle before I went in, you know, or not before I went in, but before I went to Italy. And it parked at my grandma's house the whole time I was in Italy. I came home. First thing I did, jump on my bike, drive it like a mile down the road and wreck it into a guardrail. You know, it's like,
golly. You weren't drunk? You were
no,
sober?
No, it was just, you know, I think it's lack of experience with my motorcycle for so long, you know, just set in the, you know, dumb kid,
golly.
You know, doing stuff. And I actually lost it from mid calf, but I had a break all the way up to mid thigh, so they had to take it at mid thigh.
Goodness.
And that was rough, you know, because I got out of the Army and then I lost my leg and then I was like, what the hell am I gonna do?
Where are you at mentally right now?
I was not in a good spot, but I didn't really show it, you know. I tried to, you know, just kind of get through it. And
sounds like you grew up in a household where you weren't allowed to show emotion.
Yes.
Oh, you could say that. Yeah.
Yes.
You could say that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was like 6 months before I could get my prosthetic. So, because I also shattered my pelvis and had to get a bunch of reconstructive surgery for it. And I got my right hip replaced. So it took a while to get back on it. But once I got in my prosthetic, I was like, I got to do stuff. Because you see too many people, or especially in losing a limb, you know, you get real depressed. You can get addicted to pills really easy, like the pain pills and stuff. And I could, when I was recovering, I could feel myself starting to want the oxys and not needing them.
Right.
You know, so I was like, I got to stop. I'm glad I had the forethought and I didn't get too deep into it. So I don't think I really had a problem with addiction, but I could feel it.
Yeah, you can know, feel like how easy it is to get,
slip into it. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely.
I'm glad that, you know, my brother was real supportive. My mom was real supportive. My grandparents, everybody was real supportive of me in my recovery. So big shout out to them.
And how old were you when you lost your leg again? You were,
I was 26.
26.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm 42 now.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time since I lost it. So if there's new amputees out there, I know a lot of new amputees will follow my Instagram and stuff like that. Don't compare your chapter one to my chapter like 40. You know what I mean? Like
That just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah. It takes, and that goes to anybody starting up anything, you know, or getting through anything. Comparison is the thief of joy, you know? So it was really like important for me to get back going again. And
so first year advice of somebody who's going through something traumatic like this, losing a limb, what would your advice be for that first year for them?
Get through the recovery, you know, get used to wearing your prosthetic. It's easy to not want to wear it because it's uncomfortable. Obviously don't wear it if your limb or whatever is getting injured, but you got to expect to be uncomfortable, you know, so get comfortable being uncomfortable. And then, you know, listen to your doctors. Or don't. I didn't.
You know? Right. Oh, that's brutal, but so inspiring at the same time to see just how far you've come, you know, just in everything. So let's circle back to Heidi. So you're sober now, baby.
Woo! Yeah. When I say that, I've said it a lot. I'm sober now, and I do preface it with I stopped doing all the hard stuff. I used to not know how to enjoy a drink. Let's just say that, like at dinner or something.
I was
like, yeah, the goal was to get blacked out. Yeah. It was like, let's get blacked out. We're going to a kegger, blacked out. Yeah. That was like my high school. I'm surprised I graduated. There's a lot of surprises there. I'm surprised I'm alive. In fact, woo, same. I'm alive.
Yeah.
Praise God I'm alive. But yeah, I was like, I gotta go. I gotta go do something. Now that I'm sober, I've got this new lease at life, whatever. And I'm artistic. I'm left-handed. I've always drew as a kid. My mom's artistic. And I was like, I need to do hair. I need to do something. I need to choose a career path.
Yeah.
So I became a barber and then I became a hairstylist, and I did that for years and years and years. But all the while I was doing all of that, I was actually modeling too. So there was a lot of things happening at once.
Right.
Let's just say that. I was getting,
how old are you
now? I just turned 36.
Okay, so I feel like girls in our age group, we're all hairdressers.
I
went and got my nail license, and I was like a few hundred hours short from getting my hair license. But yeah, I feel like we just all did that around this age.
Yeah, we're beauty industry girls, right? So when people
didn't
want to
work for the man.
Exactly.
We were just
exactly.
Like, fuck that. Yeah.
Exactly. And I did. I totally worked for the man. I mean, my barbering school, I went to barbering school in Anchorage, Alaska, and my two barbers had passed, rest in peace, but they were amazing. They taught me a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm still best friends with my best friend that I went to barbering school with, and she's now a master barber in Anchorage and has her own barbershop.
I
Shout
love
out
that.
To Kelly.
So you were modeling while, was this Instagram time too?
It was so funny.
MySpace.
So, yeah, like it was MySpace. MySpace. I was like,
where the fuck is Tom? Yeah. I miss him.
I miss Tom. Yeah, because everybody's friend.
Yeah, I love these Gen Z kids can't relate to us with the MySpace, but at all. Remember that you get to choose your music on the MySpace page.
I feel like this generation is a bunch of titty babies. We were just talking about that.
I know, man. You choose, I was like writing all the HTML code from my MySpace.
I was
saying,
I'm
gonna change the background
color. I could program the shit. Like, it was crazy. Never took a class on it, but fucking MySpace taught me how to program a fucking.
Yeah. Was it the top eight or was it top four? Was it top eight?
It was top five, top eight, and then top 10. You could have.
Yeah. And this is totally random. That's when I started following Jeffree Star.
I love Jeffree Star. He's coming on the podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Awesome. Yeah. I can't wait. I cannot wait to listen. Yeah. Yeah. So, and it's funny too, like on TikTok too, when I'm like Jeffree Star and like, the new kids, they don't know. They don't know.
Forbidden.
It's forbidden. But
remember Forbidden on MySpace?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was like, let's take it all the way back.
Yeah, with the makeup and the hair, the whole thing. Yeah, I can't believe that was the whole thing. So when that had come up, I was like, oh my gosh, Forbidden. And the kids now, they don't know.
They don't know who Forbidden is. She was. Yeah, Christine Dolce, rest in peace.
Yes, girl. And yeah, I feel like Jeffree Star and Forbidden were like the top MySpace.
Yeah.
They were like at the top of the whole thing.
Kat Von D.
Yeah, Kat Von D. I respect then and still and all through this time that Jeffree's like come up of just like I've just seen him do his thing, and he started from the bottom and he's just all self-made. I respect that.
He's amazing. What was your MySpace name?
Oh God. It was Heidi the Hippie. Yeah, it was Heidi the Hippie.
I love that. What about you? What was your MySpace name?
I think it was just something awesome like James Ramsey.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that was in my like super stonery era, and I would always, play the Doors and blah, 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 all that shit.
I love it. So you're modeling, you're sober. You're California sober.
California sober.
So they call California sober like people who still drink but just don't do the hard stuff.
Right. Yes, the California sober, exactly. Oh, and I smoked cigarettes forever. Thank God I quit smoking cigarettes.
Me too. I did Newports.
And all I smoked were menthol. So yeah, I smoked Newports. I smoked all of them.
Cools.
Yes. Cools. The last though was American Spirit, and it was like the heavy menthol.
Never got into those. Good. No, they were too natural
like
for me.
Man, I just was like as much menthol as possible. But yeah, so like at the same time, I had moved from all the places, and then I eventually got into like the Portland area, and I think it was like 21, 22. I worked at Ulta, Regis. I was an assistant. I was a shampoo girl. I was a shampoo girl in New York. I've done everything in a hair salon setting, you can imagine. But while all that was happening, I was getting tattooed, and while I was getting tattooed, it was right before Instagram blew up. On Facebook, like these photographers were like, I want to shoot you. And I was like, awesome, this is crazy. So we started doing all of that. And then the more I shot, the more tattooed I got. And then it just quickly escalated into like tattoo magazines hitting me up, tattoo photographers hitting me up, tattoo apparel lines hitting me up, tattoo product
lines. There was
lines.
A big boom for that. Yeah, I think that's why we all ended up getting tatted because nobody was tatted back then.
Yeah,
no, back now the everybody's
I
faced fucking tatted.
The whole thing. I was like, I was like, I'm gonna. I did the whole, what is it, the Sullen Angels, star, whatever.
Suicide Girls, that whole fucking.
Yeah, dude. I was never a Suicide Girl, but my friend Sunny.
I appreciated
that. Yeah, totally. My friend Sunny shoots for them, I think still, and she was like, do you want to shoot a set? And I was like, I did shoot a set, but it was never submitted because I was like, no, I don't want to. I still now, which it'll circle back to as we like combine forces. I want to own all my content. I want my own content. I don't want to wait for my content to come back. I don't want my content in somebody else's hands.
Nope. Yep. I'm
controlling.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. See, it's a good thing. You have to look at it in a good way because you're just covering your ass. Mm-hmm. Period. You know what I mean? When you have control.
Absolutely.
Full control of your stuff.
You fucking direct how it goes.
Exactly.
You know?
And I never
People
had management.
People can twist shit nowadays and make shit look crazy.
I never liked authority. I got biggest rebel in high school. I never listened to any. Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. I never had an agent. Never had any of that stuff.
Yeah, I've never
understood
the whole thing.
Blah, blah,
like
blah,
that.
Blah. And there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes there's like brand agents or like a team that helps you.
Right.
But you're still the
I finally
the,
signed
the maestro.
With a huge agent. Agency
Good for
in
you,
January.
Girl. Good
which
for
was
you,
William.
Girl.
Who are we signed with? William Morris. Sorry. Hell yeah. Sorry, Sloan. But that was after years of putting in work and just finally saying like, okay, to go to the next level, I need this.
But, right, but that's what you need when you get to that, you need a team. Mm-hmm. You need somebody to help coordinate some things. It still doesn't mean you're not in control at all.
No, no, no. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I understand exactly what you're saying. So how did you guys meet?
Oh boy.
Common question. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry. We'll jump back and forth. Cause I feel like the answer changes. The answer is a little different depending on who's asking.
Okay.
Yeah.
So after I lost my leg, you know, and I was recovering, I started working out again. And then on Facebook, someone tagged me in a post that says, it was a Michael Stokes post. I don't know if you've heard of Michael Stokes.
This is where it all begins.
And he was shooting veterans that had missing limbs for coffee table books. And we're talking like, it was like, how was the photography? Would you describe it? It was like,
very high end. It was like,
he made his models look like sculptures,
like,
you know,
they're just like very, just think really jacked, hot men.
Really good photography.
I'm in. Where do we go?
We got books. I should have brought one of my books.
Sold.
But yeah. So I was tagged in this post from Michael Stokes. He was shooting.
Oh, and naked.
Veterans. Nice. That.
You got your Clark bar hanging out in these pictures?
Yeah.
Listen, they were there, but it's very tasteful. It's like high end.
It's like not. I don't want to say, it's like male boudoir. I don't know how to describe it.
It's like male Playboy almost.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And, upscale.
Love. Yeah.
Very nice.
But big coffee table books, you know.
Love that.
And someone tagged me in a post and I just wrote, hey, love your work. I love what you're doing. You know, this is awesome because I never seen anything like that before, you know.
Yeah.
So I was surprised when he hit me up and asked me if I wanted to shoot with him because I had lost my leg and I was a veteran, but I didn't lose my leg, you know, overseas. I lost when I come home. So I was like, here's my situation. He's like, yeah, I don't care. You look great. And I'd just like to shoot you. I was like, sure. Yeah, that'd be great. He's like, sweet. I'll fly you to LA. I was like, oh my God.
Woo!
Because I'd never done anything like that before. Right. So I was talking to my friend Ryder and she was like, hey, you should shoot with my friend who's a photographer, just kind of get your foot wet.
Oh, your one foot.
So I was like, yeah, that'd be great. So I messaged this person and they messaged me back and they were like, how would you feel about shooting with another model, Heidi Levon? I was like, well, because I'd known about Heidi in Portland because she's kind of Portland famous at the time. You know,
he's a Portland famous. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, you need a hat that says Portland famous. Oh,
Portland famous. So I'd seen her like on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. And I was like, I mean, yeah, sure, whatever. And it was kind of insinuated that it was going to be kind of like a sexy shoot.
Yeah.
So I messaged Heidi. Yeah. I was like, hey.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Would you like to like meet up first to kind of like, I've never shot
Rico
before.
Rico Suave.
And would you like to like meet up first because I don't know what the hell I'm doing and I don't want to just show up on site and be like, now we're shooting sexy.
Did you do that because you were really nervous or did you just want to feel her energy before you shot
Probably
with her?
Both.
I was nervous.
Well, probably both.
Well, and I wanted to see, you know, because you don't know, you know,
right.
You don't know. So, yeah. And I had no idea about anything. This was, how long ago was this? This is 8, 9 years ago.
Nine. Yeah.
So Damn. I was just like,
yeah, we've been together almost a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But yeah, so I was like, yeah, sure. I messaged Heidi. She's like, yeah, that sounds great. So we met up.
And then.
What were your first impressions?
So I got there late. She was there first.
No, no, no. It all started in the messenger.
Oh, it did.
I do tell.
He sent me a message and I was like, oh. And I like opened it up and of course his profile.
She's rubbing her titties right now. For anybody who's not watching this, she's getting all hot and bothered over here already. James is blushing and her nipples are hard.
Perfect. Has nothing to do with it.
I admit it was 100% lust at first sight. 100%. I admit it. Like how can I not?
No. And it was like, no, he's handsome. Oh, very handsome.
Very, very. But he looked.
You guys
so,
are a hot couple.
Oh, thanks, girl.
Yeah, totally.
Thanks, girl. But no, James was never my type. He had this huge
isn't
beard
giant
and
beard.
Long, crazy hair. Like,
long?
Oh, long and
like
curly.
A lion's mane, dude.
Like a lion's mane. Like yeah. This long, super textured. He's got like coarse, curly, you know, coarse, curly hair.
It was like down to here, probably.
What look were we going for, Fabio?
Oh, I was in a band.
No, he was in a metal band. So yeah, we love metal. So
I just
wanted
long
hair
so I could hair whip.
Yeah. You know? So nice. His profile photo was like him sweaty on stage, like ripping a guitar. And it was just like, ugh. And I was like, oh, just like that.
And this was after the accident happened that you were
years and years later.
I
yeah.
love
yeah.
that yeah. for you yeah. that you, you know, just kind of fucking took this and was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this define me.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it gets better. I do jujitsu.
Oh, yeah.
I can run. I can shoot and run.
Yeah, it's a like, whole thing.
I'm,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
it's
awesome.
A complete package.
It's a complete package.
I love that. No, I love that mind
I'm
frame.
Protected. I am protected.
Yeah.
But no, he hit me up and I was just like, I like clicked his photo and I was looking through it. And I was like, oh, this is not my traditional man, but he was so fine. And I was like, how could I not? So we met each other at this little pub.
He's
oh my gosh,
blushing.
What is it called?
Putters.
Oh, Putters.
Yeah, Putters. Is this in Vegas?
No, this was in Portland.
Wow,
was just
I didn't
like
know you
this...
guys had Putters in Portland too.
Is it? Is there one in Vegas?
Yep, there is.
Oh, it's like this dive bar. It's like a yeah, dive. Is it a little dive bar?
They're kind of shitty. Yeah.
Yeah. Shitty. Totally shitty. It was like iceberg lettuce salads. Yeah, man.
With a cockroach yeah. on the side.
There's a yeah. Thousand Island.
Yeah.
So he showed up.
Extra
I
pickle.
Showed up. And I the first thing I noticed was he was tall, very handsome, very nervous and awkward.
Oh, kind of like what I'm like right now.
He's like, my butt cheeks are clenched
They're
together
clenching.
Right now. He's like,
I'm getting my Kegels in.
Yeah. Aw, no, I could totally see how.
You know.
Yeah,
you know.
For sure.
And we sat down and I was like, would you like to share a salad?
Yeah. Took my jacket off.
And
she was just,
and it was all over from there. He took his jacket off, and his arms came forward on the table, and I was like, oh, "I'm so glad I shaved my legs tonight."
She's like, "I shaved my vagina for this."
I did. I totally admit it.
It was all downhill.
And
from
it was that was it. And then we didn't really get around to the photo.
There's one photo
there
from that
photo.
Shoot, and it's buried
and
somewhere
I'm not
on my
even
Instagram.
In it. I'm
yeah.
not even in the photo.
She like oiled me up for it, and
yeah,
then that was it.
It was over, man.
Then we
and
went
the,
back to my house.
Yeah, and then
so
I,
it was pretty much like love at first sight.
Yes, lust.
She basically.
But,
she basically
yeah.
didn't leave after
for like
that.
3 days.
Yeah,
I love
yeah,
that.
That's the story, man. Yeah,
that's dude. Like amazing though, because that's how my husband and I were too. Like as soon as we got together, he was not my type. I'm not his type, and literally we just fucking.
How did you guys even meet? Where?
Well, this is your guys' podcast, but
I don't know the story. Oh, yeah. So I want to know.
Well, long story short, my ex was in the music industry also sure. before he went to prison. We went to, I love felons. We went to,
don't go to felony flats in Portland.
My ex was also in a band. He was a yeah. roadie for Shiny Toy Guns.
Yeah.
And then he passed away from an overdose.
God.
That is who I went from New York to. Yeah.
Terrible.
It was a whole thing. God rest his soul. I love his family, but. You know,
it's unfortunate.
He left too soon. He was an mate. He really was. He treated me great.
Aww,
but you
I
know, life
that.
Led me in this direction, and
yeah. And now you got a James.
Now I have a James.
Yeah. Yeah. But I met him whenever he was performing to like 20 people. He was opening up Damn. For the Moonshine Bandits at Las Vegas Country Club.
Jeez,
and
please.
When I met him, I just like I tell everybody, I fell in love with the saddest eyes in the room. There was just something about him that like my soul recognized him, and it took a year later. My ex ended up going to prison. And then Jay and I kind of started sniffing around each other. And sure. then, like, he would call me all the time. And I would, like, get out of bed with my Cabana boys, like, to answer his calls. I'd have a dude in the bedroom. And I'd be like, hey, what's
Excuse
up?
Me.
How you doing? But, yeah. And then he came. And I tried to rape him one night.
Beautiful.
And he wanted a five-year plan. I gave him a five-year plan.
Okay.
And we finished that five-year plan last year. Well,
That's
the
amazing.
Year before.
God
yeah.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Yeah.
It's so nice when you see the people come from nothing and then yes. they just overcome all the bullshit yes. and they're just
yes
you know they're
and
so
you
well
rep there. It and I you rep that shit
oh like, you have to
you got to man because people just they just
well we live in a world where everybody tries to expose everybody
yeah
so
yeah.
it's like you can't expose what I've already told you
exactly
and the only reason you know anything about me is because I was so gangster you can't find anything about me on the internet like that you know
I, yeah. I like, did the same thing I after I so I had I've had two DUIs after I've had those two DUIs I was afraid that my mugshot would just circulate and I was like
wear it on a t-shirt
true could but instead I took the power back and I just posted it I was yeah. like I posted myself first I
absolutely.
Was like
absolutely you have to,
you know, you
because
just have to.
We just live in a time where people just think that they can out you at any time.
Yes.
It's like, no,
yes.
sorry, I've already done that. It's
yeah.
old news.
Sorry. Yeah. I got there first.
I'm proud of you guys also. So, okay. So you guys did this first photo shoot. Yeah. Take then, me on the journey from there.
See, so we hung out for a few days and then I had to go to LA for my photo shoot.
Sure.
And I came back and then we just...
Never I was
left each other
we
side
never
after
left
that,
each
basically.
Other I admit that I was like fighting so hard to be I don't need a man
yeah
I don't need a man I'm strong independent
she'd come and bring me around her friends and her friends like listen if you don't
if
want
you
that
don't
down.
Jump that I'm gonna jump that and I was like well,
they were like they were like salivating like
vultures,
yeah they were vultures and I was like I can't have that this is my man
I didn't live yeah. in Portland either oh. Portland's real small
yeah
so like
you lived out in the country I got myself a country boy
yeah like oh. everybody in Portland knows everybody so me not living in Portland, I didn't know.
It's very attractive
so it
for me. It's very
better.
Attractive for me. Yeah, yeah, he was like untouched earth.
Yeah,
you know.
No, trust me. I had to fucking get me a Nashville boy outside yeah. of Vegas, so
yes.
I totally know what that's
yes.
like. So moving on, sure. you guys have built this empire together.
It's amazing.
Like, take me on this journey. Like,
oh,
what?
Man.
How?
Dude,
where
so
do we start?
I gotta say, when.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So I don't want to take over, but
no,
I got to
no,
say,
please.
Going on, when we first got together, I wouldn't shoot with her all the time, like as another model with her. I would just go with her to her
right.
photo shoots while she would shoot. You know,
yeah.
I'd help her with anything she needed or whatever. And I remember going to these photo shoots. And these photographers taking like 900 or 4,000 photos.
I can't do that.
6 months later, we get like 3 photos back.
Yeah.
And they weren't even edited well, you know, most of the time.
Yeah,
and
no,
it was just
no,
like,
no. Dude, like when you're super tattooed, I'm going to say this. Photographers will tend to bump up the clarification.
To try to make your color pop.
To do this. But then they don't know how to do beauty retouching on the face.
Right.
So then it would also pull my lines and things out. And I'm like...
And you're beautiful.
Bless your heart.
No, you're
thank
gorgeous.
You. Thank
like,
you. So were you.
I appreciate that. You don't listen. You need to learn how to accept compliments without
it's
giving
harder.
Them back.
It's difficult.
I do it too.
I hate it. I'm
but
like,
you are. You're gorgeous and
thank
you're
you,
stunning.
Thank you,
so, and I know how that is. We went through the same thing with the fucking. That's why we do everything ourselves.
Exactly. You exactly have
yeah.
your own team. And that's the thing is, James was like, "Fuck this," and so I think what
I took a whole paycheck that I had from
yeah.
my crap job.
Yeah.
It was like $1,500, right? Mm. My whole month's worth of paycheck.
Bought
and I was like,
camera.
We just bought a camera
yeah.
and we started doing our own photography.
And I taught myself Lightroom, Photoshop, exporting, importing, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then we just did it all together. Yeah. And then it just was easier. We had all the content. We were in control. Then we were able to like build more, shoot more, have more content. And then it just reached more people. And then people were reaching us. And it just blossomed into
yeah.
this.
Dude,
yeah.
Like when we first got together, I was living at my mom's house.
Yeah.
You know, I was like,
Oh, and I was living in a garage apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like this. My best friend had got me this garage. Shout out to Tiffany. I love you. You're the best. You're the best. Still my best friend. We worked, I think, at four different salons together, and she found me an apartment. She has found me all kinds of things. You know, aww, you know those just besties that
that's
just
a friend.
They're like,
yeah,
they're like your sister, your family,
yeah,
you know?
Yep. I got two of them right there.
Yes. 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 Girl. Shout out to y'all. Okay. And I was living in this garage apartment.
Yeah, dude. I was living at my mom's house. And
yeah.
And this is while you guys were together?
Yeah. We just started.
Just about.
Okay.
Like, yeah, hanging out. Like, seriously, so seriously.
Early on, you were like, I'm going to take control of this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. After I went to a few photo shoots with her. And, you know, sometimes, especially before it got to the point it is now where everybody just kind of does, like, I feel like photographers are kind of like almost, not a thing of the past, but you don't really need photographers no more.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Because like before, you need a photographer that had hookups with like magazines and stuff like that, so you could get on a good cover, do whatever. But now, like, social media is just so big. Magazines themselves, physical copies are not even really important that much anymore.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So, I think that when I remember going to a few photo shoots with her, I was just like, "This is lame." You know, how long have you been doing this? She's like, I've been doing this for years. And I was like, has it been like this the whole time? She's like, basically.
The goals were goals, and then the goals shifted into other goals. People knew/know me from Instagram as like a tattoo industry model. So I was like, just tattoo industry model. And I was like doing all the tattoo shows, and I was traveling and working for all these brands and magazines and blah, 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 blah. And so like my goal back then, like in my young 20s, I was like, I want to get on as many tattoo covers as possible. That was just like the thing. I don't know. That's what all the tattoo models wanted, you know? But
it was like Queen Esther and you and there was a few other girls that were like known for doing tattoo magazines.
Yeah. And then it's, but I don't just want that. Like I want to do everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like that's kind of how we all have gotten. You have to evolve
because you don't, once you put yourself inside a box, it's that's all hard to get out of it. So it's like you have to dip your toe in many other adventures.
Exactly.
So okay, I know you guys probably get this question a lot because I get it all the time too, but how cool is it that you had a man that looked at you and was like, you know what? I can do this, and I can take half-naked pictures of my wife.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, because I know a lot of people are like, how does your husband feel about you being naked on the internet?
Whoa. Yeah. I get that all the time too. Like, how do you let your girl do that? I don't let her do anything. Yeah, I don't control her.
Yeah, I say exactly, and I'm like, I do what I want. I always have, and I always will.
But isn't it nice to have somebody that believes in you? Like,
and
my
supports.
Husband, yeah.
Supports.
My husband is the same way. Like, he is like, baby, go get
it's
naked.
A security thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If the man himself is secure with himself, he doesn't need no reason. There is no reason to fear, because he knows me. He gets model in day and crackhead by night.
Yeah,
and crackhead bun in the glass.
I look like a vagabond all the time.
Yeah, the moo moo. So that's literally what it is. I hate wearing makeup.
Yeah,
I didn't even put lashes on right now, believe it or not.
You don't need it.
I have a little dead shark.
What's
eyes.
Your
like,
ethnicity?
I need them a little.
What's your ethnicity?
Oh, I just found out last year that I am Russian and Ukrainian.
I can see the Russian.
I knew I was Jewish. My mom's always been like, don't forget you're Jewish. I was like, okay, mom. But she was like, yeah, I was like, okay. But I don't know. I don't know what. But I knew I had a little bit of, I knew I was Polish. So I'm super Slavic.
Love that.
I'm super.
I can see that though. You're very Vikingish.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love
that. I got that strong nose. I got that strong big nose.
But you know what? You're tiny. Your presence online, like when she walked in, the first thing she said to me was, "You're so tall." And I'm like, everybody says
that.
You're tiny.
You have sandals on.
Yeah. No, I thought you were gonna be as tall, like taller than me.
What is your height?
I'm 5'6". 5'5", 5'6".
But I'm 5'7".
That's crazy.
Not if she's 5'6".
Is there no way I'm 5'7"?
I think you're about 5'4".
There's no, dude.
No, I'm 5. Last time I
my doctor
measured,
I literally met
five,
the doctor
all
the time.
Man. But I always say 5'6" because I'm not going to sit here and say 5'5" and a half. What? Yeah.
But I need a tape measure when we go home.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
I'm curious because when she walked in, I was like, oh my god, she's
like,
tiny. Boop. Because you have this huge, your ass.
Bless
is
your heart.
Phenomenal.
Oh.
So if you guys don't follow Heidi, you need to, because she's got pretty much the most famous ass on TikTok.
Big ass presence.
Literally. So let's talk about TikTok. How has this like changed? You have like 11 million over there?
Bro, no, not quite, but.
What is it?
Bro,
10.4?
I
mean, okay.
We're in the tens.
I mean, you're almost to 11,
I'm just going to say like.
It changed our lives, bro.
Yo, I'm going to say this first and foremost. Shout out to anyone who has ever followed me, not just on TikTok, but long, there are OGs from all Absolutely. The way back from the Facebook MySpace to the thing. MySpace, to the Facebook, to the Instagram, to the TikTok. But shout out to just anybody who's ever followed me, supported me, left comments, left love. Like, I wouldn't be here without you. I mean, I would be somewhere.
Amen.
I'd be somewhere, but yeah. like support is everything. So oh. I just like, what can you say? It's like, there's not enough I could say at how grateful I am. The gratitude, the older I get, the gratitude is just like, ugh.
I'm sure that translates over into OnlyFans too.
It does.
Yeah.
It really Listen, does. Thank
when,
you.
When yeah. that first video she had on TikTok went viral, we were going to Colorado.
Dude, I was at my family cabin yeah. in the mountains in Colorado, and we were just like hanging out, doing family stuff. And I had like ratty braids I took out and no makeup, and I put my glasses on.
We were
on.
In a hotel room yeah, we when were you in, did that.
Yeah, this TikTok little lodge video. Thing or whatever. And everything was going fine regardless. Like you know, modeling and OnlyFans. Everything was like totally great and awesome. Yeah. But I had just, it was right before the what I got with the slow pan.
Yeah.
That slow pan yeah. effect, y'all, on TikTok. That That's came out.
They
right
love
after
you.
That.
Who was that? Yeah.
yeah, but you have to do it in post-production. So I've already been, I love post-production. I love Photoshop, Lightroom.
No, you're
I'm
amazing.
Super
you
geeky.
Guys are amazing at
thank
what
you
guys
thank
do.
You,
like
thank
all
you.
The like the editing and stuff
it's
like that
fun.
Is
it's,
phenomenal.
I geek out on that, man. And yeah. I'm a little controlling, I admit. But no, I had just posted that video and I threw
it's the inner crackhead in us.
Yeah,
we like to zero in on things. It's like fine details.
Yeah, the fine details. No, I just like threw it up and then I just closed my phone and it like 2 hours later it was like 5 million likes, not views. It was like,
that's crazy.
And likes, and I was like, what is going on here? And I was like, what's going on here? What's happening? You know, and mm-hmm. then it just,
dude, and then everything started.
Everything
just
was like, boop, yep. boop, boop, boop,
crazy.
Boop, boop.
It's
that.
Like a fucking slot machine. I tell yeah, everybody that TikTok crazy. Is kind of like gambling, and you get
totally.
Addicted to not even the clout,
the surprise.
That's not what it is. You get addicted to the numbers because
yeah.
you just like to watch them grow, and that's
yeah.
like what it is. Whenever you're gambling, you hit those sevens, boy, and that
you're
adrenaline
like,
rush.
I can do it again.
Yeah,
I can do it again.
Yeah,
I'll
so
make
like
I'll
you're just
it.
Constantly chasing this high. But yeah. I mean, you guys are fucking crushing it, and I'm really like
Thanks,
so excited to see all the shit you guys are doing. Over there.
I Likewise, it. I mean, come on, look at you. Look at
she's
you.
Doing
you.
She's doing
know,
it. Again.
I know, I'm sorry.
She's doing it again. So, what are you guys going to do while you're out here in Nashville?
Well,
eat.
Yeah.
Just
have you guys tried hot chicken yet?
No, but I saw your text. I actually referred back to the text
yeah.
and I looked at the dinner was it the, what is the word? Suggestions. I'm like, what's the word? I looked
yeah.
at the dinner suggestions. I looked at them. They were either full. I think they were just like full because yesterday was wild.
Yeah. Yesterday was
oh,
crazy.
Oh, well, it's Memorial.
Yeah, but I was not expecting
there was some,
that at all.
At where next to where we ate to, there's some like Latino concert party thing.
Oh yeah, it was like a, yeah,
and
yeah.
It was like
aye aye aye.
Yeah,
aye.
Well, we asked the guy, like, "What's going on over there?" It's like some so Latino busy. Thing. I was like, "Okay, cool."
Like a festival.
And there was like tractors driving down the street.
I love
it was
that.
Awesome.
Big
it was
John
awesome.
Deere tractors.
Yeah.
I was like, "That's
right." Oh, and
that's
then
a party
game.
Out here.
I think he said a game, but.
Oh, and maybe a game. Maybe
or
a
something.
Basketball game or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
oh. Are you guys going to go down on Broadway tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
Gosh, I don't
I
know.
Mean, wherever the food is. I mean, honestly,
yeah,
I bring
she's
it
like,
back
listen,
to that.
I don't care about partying. I want food.
I'm not a big party guy. You
no,
know?
Yeah,
no,
not dude.
Me
and I'm sorry, y'all, but I just like sport, unless it's like, you know, martial arts or boxing.
Yeah.
You know. That, James too. We're like his mom is like huge football, like whoa,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
And it's just
no.
We're an MMA household too.
Yeah,
we love
go.
Like
it's,
UFC.
It's
fighting,
great. It's
stuff
fun.
Like
it's mm-hmm. exciting. I think that's like, it's just where it's at, man. I don't know. But as far as like in Nashville, what are we gonna do? Probably eat. We leave
we
early tomorrow. I mean, unless we stay, but.
You guys should stay because Jay would love to meet you guys.
I'm going to try to talk Heidi into
you talk her into it. I know she's
a
type
planner.
A. No, I know
psycho
she's type
planner.
A, and I get it. I totally understand.
Listen,
but
if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. But if we don't, this will
tour.
Be happen again. This is we're doing. Yeah, we're
are you
we're
guys
going to
make it
we're coming
Phoenix?
To AZ. Oh,
come to Phoenix.
Can you check
Flagstaff.
The dates really quick and see whenever
I'm
we're
like
going to go through?
Phoenix is the fifth largest city in the U.S. So if you're going to hit Arizona, you want to hit Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah. The tour's already.
I know.
Run a tour.
I will
Hunter,
always.
Hunter, you better fucking tour us through Phoenix.
Where's
That's
Jelly?
I
need to talk to him about his tour schedule.
then there it is. Yeah, I'll always jack up people to come to Phoenix. I'm like, yo, dude,
yeah.
no humidity.
It's
amazing.
Hot as
the Mexican
fuck,
food is
dude,
amazing. You said the
it's
what?
Been 100
it's hot
over,
as fuck.
Oh, yeah, but people
it's
are impressed, bro. It's
got,
dry. There's no humidity. Central air in a pool. What's up?
Girl,
like,
I grew up in Vegas. I get
well,
it.
Then you
but
get
this shit's
it.
Fucking hot as shit.
It does get hot out there.
So what do you guys have planned for the future?
We're actually talking about getting some Airbnbs or something, you know, or branching out a little bit more just to have some more like
tangible assets. Cool, fun, passive thing to do. You know, I think an Airbnb, having a, you know, like an Airbnb would be cool. I don't know. I mean, everything and anything, I guess you could say is the right answer. I started putting some merch out. I'd like to put out more merch. You know, I sometimes you just have to
continue what we're doing and
branch out. Never jump off a winning horse. That's what I always say. You guys just bought a house in Arizona, dude. Yeah. Like, so, and you got fucking horses.
Well,
for the neighbors.
The neighbors got horses right behind
them. They're the best of both worlds. I don't care. I don't have to take care of them.
Exactly.
They're your horses now.
They're yours. If they were my neighbors, I would be like, these are mine. I only have to feed them every now and then, and then the neighbors take care of them.
Exactly. And they're so sweet. There's this one. I mean, they all come over, but there's one that comes over, and he's got a big white face, and he always pushes all the horses out of the way to get to me. And he's like, oh. And he's really sweet. I haven't named him
yet.
Oh,
he loves you. He chose you.
He chose me. And then, I honestly, it's like we up until when we met till this, we had all these goals, and we crushed all these goals. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
every goal that we set,
we've just been crushing it
to accomplish together since we got together. Like, we want to, you know, I wanted to move out of my mom's house because, you know, living with your parents sucks when you're in your 30s. Yeah. But, you know, I
wanted to make, whatever. I was like, I simply just want to make $5,000 a month.
Yeah. Can I please just make enough money to pay my bills?
I
want to
pay off my student loans. I want to pay off my debt. I had credit, when I say credit card
debt,
that's
kind of a form of manifesting what you guys have done.
1,000%. Yeah. Well, yeah. And we're about to pay off his student loans. And I don't know. Just like, I want to just take care of the responsibility stuff, which we pretty much have done. My pool, our pool's almost done. And I got to choose all this stuff.
I can't wait to see that content.
That's going to be awesome.
I always say the telltale sign of a healthy relationship is how much you guys grow together. And you guys have grown so much and just accomplished so much. You guys have been together for fucking 10 years. That's an accomplishment in
itself. It's a long time. Yeah. It makes me feel like, not old, but like, damn.
Yeah.
Dude, I was her age. That's your life partner. I was younger than she is now when we met.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, I can't believe it's been.
Oh, and I always refer back to, remember when you had that chocolate, rich chocolate brown hair, and now it's.
Not just gray.
No, but she's like, remember when it was rich chocolate?
Remember when you were so luscious?
Yeah, but now he's got this like luscious charcoal, silvery, sparkly hair.
Jay's getting like grays in his beard, and it's hot.
It's so hot.
I never thought I would think it was hot because I like younger dudes. Obviously, Jay's 5 years younger than me, but.
How old are you?
I'm 43. Okay.
That's not even believable. Also, we're like the same age. That's not even believable for me.
I love you.
That's I think you told me, I don't know, last year, and I was like, no.
The internet fights with me when I tell them. They think I'm lying. And I'm like, motherfucker, I would pick any other. I mean, I love being 43. Don't get me wrong. Sure. I love being the woman that I am. But I would pick like, you know, 36.
Right.
I was going to lie.
I've said,
you know?
Like, my body stay in the 30s forever. Yes. And then my mentality. I wish I had the mentality that I have now. In my 20s.
We would have been fucking bosses, dude.
It'd been completely different.
But the wisdom.
Yes, but fighting through all of that, we wouldn't be here either. We wouldn't appreciate it as much. So I think that's the gratitude is just where it shines in my older age, quote unquote. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the wisdom.
You know, I wouldn't change anything. You know, even though this is like a huge thing and all the things that we've been through together, I wouldn't change anything because we wouldn't be where we are now.
It
just
brings
you so much closer together.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's been a hell of a ride, but I'm excited for the next 10, you know, and the 10 after that.
Are you guys married or
no
marriage?
Yeah. I mean,
not yet.
Nah. Jay made me get married or I would have never got married either. he was like, but you're going to marry me.
Locking
and
that down.
Listen, we're so like low key on that a lot. Years ago, people were like, you're going to get married. I was like, let's get our house first. We have the house and we're like, what?
Well, let's get our cars paid
off.
Let's get this done.
We are engaged and like, that's good enough for me. And I feel like, you know, especially like, in the now, it's just a piece of paper, but I will say the responsible part of me is like, I would, if something happened medically, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we'd need that.
We'll figure it
out.
Which,
heaven forbid, that will not happen.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Not again.
He said not again. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast. Why don't you guys shout out your socials where everybody can find you if they don't follow you guys already.
I was like, you go first. thanks so much for having me. Seriously, you're an angel.
Dude,
I can't wait to see you again.
You guys both come back anytime.
Bless your heart.
Thank you so much.
I'm Heidi Lavon on every platform. HEIDILOVON. Literally. just everywhere. There's no different spelling. So if you can
say
find
it
me,
with a French accent,
it's this. Oh,
Heidi Levon.
Heidi Levon. I don't know if that was French. Or,
I don't know if that was French.
Or Heidi
Is that
Levon.
French? I don't know.
Yeah. Or HeidiLevon.com, HeidiLevonMerch.com. Heidi Levon. I don't know.
Where's your OnlyFans, Heidi Levon?
Heidi Levon.
Okay, gotcha.
Bam. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's like, easy. Wow, James, simple. Do you have your own OnlyFans?
I do. Nice. So I can, you know, shoot stuff with her or whatever. But same, James M. Ramsey. Or on Instagram, it's James_M_Ramsey.
Or JamesMarshallRamsey.com.
And that'll take you to all,
to
the
all of the stuff. Yeah.
I love that. Again, thank you guys so much for coming on. And I cannot wait to see what the next 10 years brings you guys. But I need you guys to come back like once a year and give me an update.
Of course. Okay. Of course.
Promise?
Yes. Yes, I promise.
All right. Awesome. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Dumb Blonde. I will see you guys next week. Bye.